beautiful girls, sometimes we need to know when to leave well enough alone. That means leave that man in the past and move on to the next. Let's talk about it.
Hey. What's up, my beautiful girls? It's your girl, Jay Marie. You are listening and watching Girl Talk with Jay Marie. And yes, y'all, it's Girl Talk, but a wise man is going to want to listen. And baby, today he better eavesdrop because we're talking about them. And it's called Y'all Leave Well Enough Alone. First of all, make sure you subscribe, that you like, that you share, all of the above, because I want to keep up with you and I want to talk to you. Today's episode, we got to talk about why we can't just leave well enough alone. Now, what does leave well enough alone mean? Well, it's something my mama always says. And one thing I can tell you is it means move on. Quit picking up the old stuff that you should have left, okay? And I'm talking about men in this particular situation. Now, quit dealing with your scraps and the old stuff. So, maybe I'm talking about me, but I'm also talking to you, and some of y'all are guilty, so we're going to talk about it. Now, first things first, I like to connect the scripture to today's topic, always, so make sure you also follow my prayer ministry, Prayer on the Spot, so you can get your daily prayer, get that spirit fed, because we need that. We need that, especially right now. And let me just go ahead and give you the scripture. It's from the book of Proverbs, in chapter 26, verse 11. It is so accurate and so powerful for this episode, y'all. Listen to what it says. It's kind of gross a little bit too before I say this, but it's what we need to hear. Like a dog that returns to its vomit, so is a fool who repeats his foolishness. Ugh. It says, like a dog who returns to his vomit. You know how dogs be doing that? Ugh. I don't want to talk about that. But it says, so is a fool that returns to his foolishness. So I just even want to think about a dog going back to vomit. We all know how gross that is, right? How, ooh, it makes you do that. Think about the same thing when we go back to doing something that we knew was foolish in the first place, whatever that might be. Particularly today, we are discussing returning back to old situationships, old relationships, old should have left them back home, should have never picked it back up again stuff, should have kept the number blocked, should have, you know, you catch my drift. That is what we have to pull out and talk about right now, because we need to figure out why am I picking up, why am I pulling out the trash? I mean, not to disrespect anyone and call them trash, but in my world, you're trash. You know, it's something I threw away. And not in a disrespectful way, but they're gone. They're old stuff. So you ain't going back to the Goodwill trying to buy what you gave away. So why, I'm talking to me, I blame myself, but why are we doing that? So I want you today to think about what's in your life. It can be a platonic relationship. It can be a romantic relationship. Just some freaky stuff you got going on that you need to stop doing because it's freaky and you need to stop doing it. No. But you really got to weigh that out. Like, why am I going back into this situation that was no bueno in the first place? You knew it wasn't good when you started it the first time, but you stayed in it too long. Then you got out of it and then you went back and picked it up again and put yourself back in the same situation to deal with the same BS you was dealing with before. Now, I'm guilty of it. I am. So I just want to talk to all you so we can make sure we move on. Why do you want to move on? Because there's something better. And I truly believe that when we keep picking up old things, and it's like the Bible talk about old wineskin. And it's like you can't put new wine into old wineskin. I can't give you nothing new if you keep picking up the old stuff. That's why it's important for you to leave well enough alone. It was well enough when it was well enough. It was what it was. But now I need you to move forward past that person. Leave them out the picture now. They're no longer relevant for your life. You know this. You feel that conviction. You feel even the disconnect. You know how you be having chemistry and, you know, the laughter and the winking of the eyes and the, oh my gosh, I think he just, ooh, you know, all that little stuff. You don't even feel that no more. But you still keep picking up the trash. You're going back to the vomit. all these analogies are necessary. I feel like if we make them really gross and just think about it in that way, it just makes you be like, ugh, why am I doing that? I want you to do that. I want you to hold yourself accountable. And why should you hold yourself accountable? Huh, Jennifer? Huh, Jay Marie? Because you deserve the best. And if I'm still dealing with the mess, I can't get to the rest. Hey, bars. Okay, but it's true. You deserve the best. If you're still dealing with the mess, you can't get to the rest. There is more for you. There are better people out there. There is the person out there. Let's talk about that. You can't get what you're supposed to have if you're still holding on to what you should have let go of. And I'm talking about the person that's supposed to be yours. You gotta let them go because they're blocking a space that someone else is supposed to be occupying. The church say amen. Okay, normally I would start jumping in praise. But for real, y'all, they are blocking a space that somebody else should be occupying. And even if that space is a space in your heart, because you haven't relinquished them from your heart either, and it's unhealthy. You and I both know it. And it's a little piece that's just taken up. You just barely blocking space. You can't get into nobody else because you still dealing with that. Come on, man. Get on. It's like a gnat at this point. That's what it feels like. At least mine. That's what it feels like. Oh, okay. You know, you get tired of it. So now that you're tired of it, let's move on. Okay, can we do that? Can we do that for the month of June? Since we are on our first new day dropping episodes, this is our first Sunday episode. And I really think it's going to be fun doing them on Sundays and releasing them on Sundays for you all. Because it gives you more time to listen. And also, you know, we can get real with each other. You know, soulful Sundays. You get into your soul. Talk about the truth. And I done gave you some serious truth. I know you heard me. I want you to think about it. Come on. We in this together. I'm right along with you. It's trash that needs to be tied up and tossed into the garbage. The real garbage. Like, down with the recycle bin. Smash it. Flip it. Rub it. Ugh. Like, it needs to go away, way, way. Mm-hmm. Because come summertime, you're going to be summer fine. You don't want that trash behind. Man, I got bars for days today. Okay, let me quit trying to be a rapper. Watch out, Cardi. Watch out, Nicki Minaj. Shots fired. Poop, poop, poop. No, but anyhow, let's go ahead and go into this next statement. First of all, I want to make sure we all got the same agenda. We are dropping off the trash. We are leaving well enough alone, and we are going to move on to what's next. Or move on, and then what's next will show up. I truly believe that. Now, what's next is this segment, Girl Talk About It. And what we want to talk about today is the celebration of life, Breonna Taylor. Her birthday was June 5th. So we had a moment of silence in my movie booty group. And people have acknowledged her all across the country. And those people who truly were connected to what happened to her, and I mean that in the sense of emotionally connected, whether you were serving and fighting and for justice, marching, protesting, running, whatever it was that you did it did something to you on her birthday. Like, I just, every time, it's not, I don't know, I just feel like that was, Breonna was, it could have been me type of stuff. And it always will be able to be me as long as there's people out there that can kill us and not go to jail. You know, I pray to God that y'all are doing what you're supposed to do to keep the momentum. We say Black Lives Matter. We say stop killing us. We say enough is enough. But the second that we got out of quarantine, I'm just keeping it real, everybody turned back to their normal lives. Not everybody. A lot of people went back to normal life. And honestly, that momentum, it fell off. You know, and that's from the celebrities to the basic folks that we see every day. I mean, I really need us to not do that, because this is exactly how we're going to be able to see a change, is by keeping our knee on their neck, period. And so the people I want you to support today, the people I want you to follow, as you know, I always want to shout out a nonprofit organization, of course, is going to be Until Freedom. Until Freedom has been working and serving Breonna Taylor's case from the beginning to now. And they haven't let go. And I love them for that. I don't know them personally, but I love them because this is important to me as a Black woman who would have been that same innocent person, similar background. Hey, I'm heartbroken by this, and it ain't right. And your boy is out here making books and stuff that killed her. So I feel some type of way. So yes, I need you all to support them, support their movement, continue to hashtag Breonna Taylor. Never let them forget her name. They don't want us to forget stuff, but we don't want you to forget this. So please, please, please continue to remember why we are saying enough is enough. Our lives matter. Black lives matter. All of the above, y'all. We cannot let up ever, ever until equality is all across the board. With that being said, you all, I love you so much. I said I was going to stop saying "with that being said" so much. Now y'all going to be listening to it. Y'all going to try to see if I say "with that being said." No, but make sure you subscribe to Girl Talk with J. Marie. Thank you so much. There's so many things happening. It's a lot. We got some things going on behind the scenes, and we're going to turn it up. And I just want to say shout out to those of you who listen all across the country. Also all across the world. I was blown away by some of the stats that I saw on my iTunes. So hey, I see y'all in the mother countries. Just know I know you listening, and I hope I continue to keep you tuned in, and also just let you know that we're here to talk, honey. All right, make sure you go follow us on all platforms. Girl Talk with J. Marie, that's G-Y-R-L, and I'm your girl J. Marie. Remember, y'all are still here. You're still alive. You know, you still have the opportunity to write your own happy ending. So do not give up. Keep pushing, keep fighting, and keep writing. You got this. I know you do. And I love y'all. Mwah. Thank you.